Make sense of dollars on Money FM 89.3.
On companies to watch today, the spotlight is on Catalyst-listed Sunli Environment. It's an environmental engineering company with more than 10 years of experience in the field of water and waste management. It holds a L6 license, which is valuable because it allows them to bid for government contracts of unlimited value. And one of those big government customers is PUB, which accounts for about 90% of its total revenue in Singapore. And to dive into this, we've got with us Terence Chua. He's a research analyst at SAC Advisors. So Terence, I'm looking at the profit margins. It was over 10% last year, and right now I'm looking at 8% this year. Why do you still think that's a good buy?
Absolutely, Ryan. One of the reasons why Sunli Environment is facing a pressure on their margins is because of the downturn of the O&M sector, the oil and gas sector. And what happened is that companies who were traditionally bidding for jobs in the O&M sector are now bidding for jobs in the O&M space that Sunli is competing in, the operations and maintenance. So when you have more competitors entering the field, what Sunli will face is pressure on the O&M front. But we don't see that sort of pressure in the EPC front. We see it in the O&M segment, which is why that has resulted in a drag in their overall margins.
Okay, you mentioned EPC. That's engineering, procurement and construction. That's about 70% of his business. And O&M, that's operations and maintenance, which makes up for the rest. Who is Sunli Environment competing against?
They don't actually reveal the names, but we know that some of the key players who can compete against them are like Sembcorp or even Keppel. But we think that the competition may not be that intense from these bigger guys because some of the jobs are maybe too small for them.
Right. If I look at the charts right now, yep, it's been pretty much range bound since it got listed. Stuck around 30 cents. And you have a buy rating with an upside of more than 20%, target price 36 cents. What's going to push it up?
I would say that I'm also a little bit surprised at where it is currently trading at. If you look at their valuations alone, for 2018, they have a financial year end of March. So if we talk about 2018 year end, they are only trading at 13 times of earnings. But when we look at Sunli, I think that the more appropriate valuation methodology for Sunli will be the EV to EBITDA multiple. And the reason why we apply the EV to EBITDA multiple is because Sunli is actually a net cash company and they are holding a lot of cash. So the enterprise value actually accounts for the cash that they have on their balance sheet. And if we look at it from a forward basis, on a forward basis, for financial year 2019, and it's financial year 2019 because their year end is in March, they are only trading at 6 times of EBITDA. But if we look at on an earnings basis, they are trading at 9 times earnings basis. So at these levels, we think, it's for a company that is extremely resilient in terms of the sector that they are in and the valuations, they are not expensive. And to add to this, they give about 2% dividend yield.
Okay, one of the positive things you're also looking at is the cash conversion cycle.
Absolutely.
Can you explain
right
what it means and what's the situation for Sunli?
Yeah, so one of the positives we see for Sunli Environmental is that they are actually cash conversion cycle negative. So when you're cash conversion cycle negative, this means that your suppliers are actually financing your working capital requirements. And that means that you don't actually have to set aside money for your working capital requirements. And the reason why they're able to do this is because PUB, who is one of their largest customer, is a very good paymaster. When they receive the invoice, it typically takes the government 30 days for them to pay you. So you get that stability of cash flow from the major customer, in this case PUB, who pays them promptly in 30 days, and suddenly they hold almost zero inventory. So the only thing that they need to manage is their accounts receivable, which is from the government, and then how much they pay their suppliers.
So right now we're speaking with Terence Chua. He's a research analyst at SAC Advisors. We're speaking about his stock call on Sunli Environment. So Terence, just take us through this cash conversion cycle. How does it apply to its business on a day-to-day basis?
When we look at the financials, it typically takes them 50 days on average to pay their suppliers, but they receive payment from their customers in 30 days. Which means that after receiving the money from their customers in 30 days, it takes them another 20 days before they pay their suppliers. So that lag time is actually good for them because the working capital is self-generating, you see, which is actually favorable for them.
So efficient use of capital, in other words.
Very efficient use of working capital, yes.
Okay, so looking forward, what would be the outlook for Sunli in terms of revenue growth?
So when we look at Sunli, one of the most important things that we need to look at is the whole entire sector, and it is extremely sensitive to how much the Singapore government is planning to spend on water infrastructure. And over the years, we have seen that the Singapore government typically spends about $430 million a year in water infrastructure. And in Singapore, we know that water infrastructure is critical for our national survival. So the government has also announced that they are looking to increase the amount that they're going to spend on water infrastructure from $430 million, they're going to about double this spending to $800 million by 2060. We can actually also see the government treating this water issue very seriously. I think last year they announced a 30% increase in the water tariff to account for higher expenditure that they expect from maintaining and also increasing the amount of water infrastructure we have. So I think the increased spending by the government is going to be positive for them. Already we see the number of contracts that Sunli Environmental is getting increasing. They have an order book currently on hand of about 122 million, and they also recently won new contracts. Just in 2018 alone, for the 2 months January and February, they have already won $26 million in new contracts.
And just to recap, you have a buy rating on Sunli Environment with a target price of 36 cents. Last done, Sunli Environment was at 30 cents. Thanks, Terence. That was Terence Chua, research analyst at SAC Advisors on Companies to Watch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.